What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I have, in the past, returned to the topic of election fraud in this country. And it is a serious, serious problem. And I have to wonder why Donald Trump, who had to overcome massive election fraud to win the White House, seems rather unconcerned about the problem. Now, he did set up an election integrity commission, but that's been disbanded. Supposedly, the Department of Homeland Security is looking into the problem, but they are part of the deep state. So nothing's getting done. Now, over in Pennsylvania, Attorney General Josh Shapiro says 59-year-old Thurman George, a machine inspector at poll 43/7, pled guilty to frauds by election officers. George, along with three other election workers, were accused of harassment and intimidation against voters who wanted to vote for candidates of their choice, but not the candidate being pushed by the city's Democratic Party machine. Minority Inspector Calvin Maddox previously pled guilty to not meeting the qualifications of election officers for living outside the district where he was working. Now, this incident happened during a special election in March 2017 for the 197th State House District. Now, down in Broward County, which have elections so crooked you have to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes, their supervisor of elections office violated both state and federal laws by destroying ballots from the 2016 congressional race too soon. This is a court ruling. There's been a lawsuit involved. Now, based on the ruling, Florida's Department of State will send election experts to Broward Elections Office in the upcoming election to ensure that all laws are followed. Well, the damage is already done. Congressional candidate Tim Canova had sought to look at the paper ballots in his race following his loss to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the Democratic primary. So Canova took election supervisor Snipes to court in June of 2017 when her office refused his request for the paper ballots, which are supposed to be, word from the control room here. And the law is those paper ballots are supposed to be kept in case of an election challenge. And that's exactly what happened. Tim Canova lost by a very narrow margin. He wanted to look at the paper ballots. Snipes refused. He took her to court, and it's come on out that Snipes approved the destruction of the ballots in September by signing a certification that said no court cases involving the ballots were pending. In other words, she lied. All right, let's go to the phones here. Daniel in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Yeah, the other day I was listening to CBC Radio here, and they were talking about protesters getting shot and killed. And they were talking about how, you know, it was a repressive regime, and it was run by a dictator. And I was a little taken aback. And then I realized they're talking about Nicaragua and Daniel Ortega's government. So apparently if you're Israel and Netanyahu, you can kill innocent children throwing rocks, but if you're anyone else, you're labeled a regime junta and a dictator. So I just thought I'd add that. It's kind of funny how the media, you know, it just makes our reality for us.
Well, that's their job. That's their job. The media is the blue pill. Their job is to basically sell you a certain point of view, a certain agenda, a new car, a new cell phone, a new president. Not in the case of 2016. They were trying to sell you the other candidate. But that's their job. That's what they're paid the big bucks for. You know, it doesn't cost an awful lot to put the truth out there. It costs something. That's why we need your help. But the really good liars, that's why they make those huge, huge salaries, because they can get up there and look into that camera and just absolutely convince you that up is down, left is right, and black is white.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny too. Like, I never hear anything about Israel's nuclear arsenal. You know, it's like it doesn't exist. This is another thing that the media hides from us, you know. And back in the WikiLeaks cables.
Well, hang on. I'd like to respond to that. That's why we have the independent media to report on those things. And the corporate media has sort of tangentially mentioned the issue a couple of times, especially when those documents emerged from the former government of South Africa. They had to cover that. They couldn't ignore it. But yeah, the corporate media is there to protect Israel from criticism.
Yeah, like Iran, how could Iran possibly be a threat? They don't have nukes, so if they did use one, they would be turned into a parking lot in about 20 minutes. We're never told that.
You're absolutely right. The nuclear threat in the Middle East is Israel, which has nuclear weapons, the means to deliver them, and a demonstrated historical belligerence to everybody else around them.
Yeah, and they don't even mention the fact that Netanyahu helped steal some of that stuff from the United States with Arnon Milchan,
yes,
back in the 1970s. So
yeah, they got a lot of that stuff from here in the United States. There was that NUMEX scandal. They got the weapons grade uranium for their first few nuclear weapons from right here in the good old U.S. of A. And everybody who was supposed to prevent that kind of thing from happening just looked the other way. I remember hearing the story on TV about how there was this weapons-grade uranium plant that had come up with a huge material unaccounted for. And the 24 hours later, the report was saying, nothing to worry about. It's just stuck on the inside of the pipes in the facility, and everything is just fine. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, it was funny that WikiLeaks cable that came out that said Colin Powell mentioned, I think he was talking to John Podesta about Israel's 200 nuclear weapons. And that got leaked, so I don't know. They were not even supposed to, the United States isn't supposed to give any aid to Israel because of their nukes that they don't declare.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Do you remember Obama's first press conference as president, and Helen Thomas asked him point blank, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? And Obama put on his tap shoes and he tapped away saying, well, we're concerned about escalation in the Middle East, and obviously proliferation is an issue we have to look at. And 24 hours later, Helen Thomas was gone.
Yeah. She was
the press
corps, actually.
Somebody ambushed her with a cell phone camera to try and make her look like an anti-Semite a couple of days later.
Yeah, and she said, I am a Semite.
Yes.
She's like Lebanese or even Palestinian, I can't remember. But she was a legend. All right, thanks, Mike. I'll leave you with that.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Pardon me. Continuing with the domestic politics here, story coming on out from 12160, basically saying that the primary motive appears to be for this Trump-Russia collusion story was to undermine his transition and his presidency right from the very start. And frankly, if you pull back from how, high up in office these people are and how much money they make, they're really behaving like a spoiled child. And the most spoiled child of all, of course, is Hillary Clinton, who was absolutely convinced that she had a lock on the Oval Office until the American people stood up and voted so overwhelmingly for Trump that it swamped her fraud. It swamped the illegal immigrant election voters, rather. Swamped the rigged machines, and apparently Hillary beat up Podesta that night, if I recall correctly. Couldn't even give a concession speech when she finally showed up on TV. She looked like, well, she did not look well. She looked like at least a case of vodka. But that's what it was all about. Trump-Russia collusion to undermine the transition. and start to undermine his presidency and try and find some way to bring him down. Now, I don't know why, because they're not going to take Trump out of office and give it to Hillary as the runner-up. It doesn't work that way. If Trump is kicked out of the Oval Office or something else happens to him, Mike Pence steps on in. And again, I don't understand why there is still this fury against Donald Trump, because he's giving the deep state everything that they want. He has just caved on all of these issues. And I'm starting to think that all of this Robert Mueller stuff, it's just pure spite. They want to prove that they are in control of the government, and to heck with whoever thinks they're the president, we're really in charge. Now, the big scandal that's coming on now is that there was at least one FBI spy in the Trump campaign. There may have been as many as three. Republican Representative Ron DeSantis of Florida thinks he may know the identity of at least one of them, but he says there needs to be an investigation, because the FBI is not supposed to spy on political campaigns. And if they were spying on Trump, where was the information going? Was there an ongoing FBI investigation into the Trump campaign? Or were they stealing the information to give to Hillary's campaign? And that, too, was something that was part of the Watergate scandal. The use of intelligence agencies to spy on the Democratic candidates during the primary season and wreck their campaigns so that Nixon could run against George McGovern, which he knew he could just steamroll over. And he did. It was the largest election margin, victory margin of a midterm election or second term election of any president in American history. But it's all illegal. Now, if you are a truth activist, you've probably heard the pejoratives, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. The phrase conspiracy theorist was actually invented by the CIA in the wake of the John F. Kennedy assassination as a dismissive for anybody who was asking embarrassing questions, of which there were so many. And so rather than try and actually address the questions, because they couldn't, they would say, oh, you're just being a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy theorists, go away. Nobody's listening to conspiracy theorists. And that was followed up by the idea that, you know, oh, you're just being paranoid. You're into conspiracy theories because you're paranoid. Don't be paranoid. Obviously, the implication being that anybody who wants the truth over the lies is somehow mentally ill, which is something Stalin used to do in the Soviet Union. If you questioned the Soviet Union's policies, they would declare you mentally ill to discredit you, throw you in a mental hospital. So that even if you managed to get on out, nobody would ever listen to you ever again. Oh, he's a nut job, or whatever the Russian equivalent of that is. However, there's a study that just came on out from the European Journal of Social Psychology that said conspiracy theorists are not, in fact, paranoid. They don't fit the classic definition of paranoia. Paranoia is when somebody feels that everybody in the world is out to get them. And that's not what conspiracy theorists are thinking. Conspiracy theorists are pointing to the evidence that certain powerful individuals are out to get the rest of us. It's almost a diametric opposite. So if you think you're a conspiracy theorist, or you're proud to be a conspiracy theorist, that should relax you a little bit. Over at the Fox News Channel, apparently, retired Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McKierney made a comment about Songbird John McCain. Now, that is an established fact. John McCain cooperated with the North Vietnamese. He made propaganda tapes for them. Some of them have surfaced on the internet. You can hunt them down if you want. But because of that comment on the air, Fox News has basically fired Lieutenant General Tom McKierney. Now, getting on to the economic news. U.S. Treasury shorts hit a record high as foreign banks dump bonds. And it's been a real roller coaster ride for the rates. And it didn't stop large speculators adding to their record high short positions. Apparently, a lot of people are thinking that the bonds may take a bit of a tumble. And there is a Treasury bond bubble. Because every time the U.S. government needs to borrow more money, and they're borrowing like crazy, the U.S. Treasury will print up a Treasury bond, which will be taken over to the Federal Reserve, which will then basically create the money out of thin air for the U.S. government to spend. There are two problems with that. First, when the total amount of money in circulation grows, the value of individual dollars declines. That's called inflation. And that's why you're already seeing prices go up at the gas station and especially at your supermarket. It's kind of a way of collectively robbing the entire population for the money the government wants to spend. Or if you prefer another term for it, it's a hidden tax. Inflation is a hidden tax. The other problem, of course, is that they've made so many of these treasury bonds, they can never be redeemed. Because what backs a treasury bond? What backs a Federal Reserve note? Your future slave labor. Because that's what a treasury bond says. That somewhere down the road, the government will take money away from you without giving you anything for it and give it back to the private central bank. And by the way, little footnote, you're not allowed to create your money out of thin air. They will put you in jail for that. It's okay for the Federal Reserve to do that, create money out of thin air, but not okay for you. Which should tell you the pecking order of things in this country. It's estimated that by 2020, over half of all personal income taxes will be used just to service the national debt. And by service the national debt, they don't mean paying down the principal. There hasn't been a payment on the principal of the U.S. debt in decades. It's merely paying the interest. Over half of all personal income taxes just to pay the interest on the national debt. You are all debt slaves, and the private central bank was set up to make you that way with the willing complicity of the United States federal government, the U.S. Congress, and President Woodrow Wilson. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, experts are saying it's looking like 2008. All over again. Manarino is saying we're seeing history repeat itself. Well, one of the reasons we're seeing history repeat itself is because those who caused the mess in 2008 escaped the pain for it. The losses from the meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, for the most part, fell on the American people with bailouts and quantitative easing and TARP and all the rest of it. Congress, who I'm sure their stock portfolios are invested in those Wall Street firms, voted their wallets. And they voted to basically take money away from the American people who did not create that mess and give it to the bankers. And so the bankers had no incentive to learn from what they had done and every incentive to say, hey, we can do it again. And if it messes up, our good buddies in Congress, they'll just take more money from the American people and give it to us to sort out the mess. Well, that may not be as easy as it sounds this time. Another article here out of Russia Today. A third of the U.S. stock market may be wiped out as consumer spending is maxed out. This according to Saxo Bank chief economist Steen Jacobson. And he's looking at factors including growing credit loans and fiscal deficit. And it says all the data is that the consumer is maxed out. There's nothing left. And I've been telling you that for the last 6 months. There's no more out here. And as long as Wall Street continues to operate as if there is still a vast pool of untapped wealth in your pockets and you're just being a greedy person to not share it, then we're definitely headed for a major crash. Consumer debt has increased by 47% since 2008. People are being forced to live on their credit cards because of the low wages and salaries. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Simply, I just want to say we need to stop funding these wars. We need to stop funding all this illegal government. And that's something I think even liberals, left, right, conservative, everyone should be able to agree that we cannot keep funding this machine, this monster. That's probably the only power we have is the purse strings. And if we can organize and get our junk together, we could probably make a dent in it. Like, we're just paying our taxes like useful idiots. And we should be able to say where specifically our tax dollars are spent. And I guarantee you, you'll probably never see another war, you know, again, if people could truly say where their tax dollars go. What do you think?
Well, I used to think that instead of the 1040 form, that all Americans should be sent a shopping list, and on it are all the things the government wants to do with a little price of what it's going to cost for that individual taxpayer and a little checkbox. And you would just go down that checkbox and say, yeah, roads, schools, hospitals, skip over the ones about war and money for Israel. And then you'd tally it up, and that would be how much you'd send on in. But of course, the whole point of the government is they don't want you to have a say over where your money goes. Because
right. We know this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's do basically. Something about it. And let's make it a freaking point to, you know, get, I'll talk to every liberal, you know, I don't want to use a bad word, but these folks that are brain dead and go, do you really want to fund wars? Do you want to fund Israel? I mean, there should be free airtime for any politician that wants to, you know, run for office and say this is part of the public good. You don't need $1 billion to run for office anymore. You get free airtime.
Oh, yes, you
whatever
do.
Whatever other
yeah,
mechanism.
Yes, you do. I mean, the system has become totally corrupted. I mean, when our country was set on up, there were rules to basically make sure that our elected representatives really did represent their constituents by limiting the amount of money that they could collect from individuals so that the ultra-rich couldn't buy them. And then
right.
Those laws got voted out because members of Congress are greedy. And once those laws were out, then the rich could buy the government. And, you know, those rich people who wanted war, they're going to get their war.
Right. So here we go again. We simply have to prioritize, you know, taking control of our purse strings. And this, every other thing is secondary to that, because if they have the money, they just can continue on this path. And we could do a Tea Party thing and say, you have to swear an oath to abide by this, you know, don't write bills and laws that subvert what we're trying to do. We want our country back. And the Tea Party was pretty successful with getting Republicans to state where they stood on, you know, abortion or guns or whatnot. I mean, this tax thing could be the game changer, because I don't see any other way out of this mess. I mean, we're paying for our own demise. We're paying for our own enslavement. And I mean, if we can have everyone on the tip of their tongue say, we're not paying for this crap anymore. I mean, I think about this long and hard, and I don't see any other way, man. So there you
well,
go.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. The problem here right now is that the government, rather the Federal Reserve, is simply printing up whatever money the government needs to prosecute the war. And then our great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will get that bill. Again, I do not favor a violent revolution. I don't think the American people are ready for that yet. But I continue to see signs that this country is very fragile, both economically and in terms of the federal government. I'm seeing stark parallels between parallels between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union and the Roman Empire. And it always comes down to the same thing. Too much spending on war until you bankrupt the country.
Right. You've stated it quite clearly in your All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. I mean, it's right there in black and white. And so with that said, it seems like we're doing a big circle jerk where we just keep going around and round. We need to take control of the narrative and say, we're not paying for this crap anymore, and start getting everyone on the tip of their tongue, because there are more of us than them. And if we can just get past all this division, divide and conquer, we can start drumming this thing home and to a point where everyone, liberal, conservative, we're all going to agree on this. We have to. I mean, who wants to blow up poor people and brown people and whatever other? And the taxation without representation, I mean, man, this is the argument, and that's it. And I appreciate your time. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And I know there's a lot of very frustrated and angry people who are out there wondering, what are we going to do? And obviously, there are limits on what we can do. And it was set up that way. The elections are rigged, so we can't vote people out who are loyal to a foreign government. The private central bankers are in control of the economy. All we can do is continue to educate our fellow American citizens so that they don't have the support to go to war. Go back to your Sun Tzu. We got to take another break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, aloha. I don't know if you've seen American Made, but it's outstanding. And talk about feeling helpless. All the back money coming from the government, how they went and found Mr. Seal to run whatever yes. they wanted, and it's a very incredible five-star movie, if not above. I held off watching it considering two pilots were killed just making it, but I finally watched it and was, you know, gritting my teeth at the end. Of course, he's expendable, but all the money that our country was making, and it was, and I take a look at Google Map, MENA, Arkansas is still booming. Of course, he opened yes. tons and tons, about, you know, he opened all these banks just so he could put his money, he was laundering money. It's a shame he didn't buy hotels, and he opened banks in Miami, and but our government is so deep into this, and they have not let up. They have gone full, you know, speed since this movie was
okay,
made.
Okay, Andrea, Andrea, I need to give you a couple of corrections. First of all, Seal didn't keep all that money himself, and it wasn't the country that was making the money. It was the Central Intelligence Agency. It was an off-the-books operation where the CIA needed a source of funds that did not come from the Congress and was therefore free of congressional oversight, so that they could conduct black operations that nobody knew about. They'd been doing the same thing back in Vietnam with their heroin smuggling into the United States. And Barry Seal was one of several pilots that were running this smuggling network. It was a gun and drug running operation, guns down to the Nicaraguan Contras. The same planes would bring the cocaine back. It would be sold, and it was being laundered. A lot of this centered on then-Governor Bill Clinton, and an institution known as the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which was basically how the money was paid out to the suppliers of the clandestine operation, the people who were making these untraceable guns. They were given these business loans by the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which were then just written off. And that was the money machine. That's where it was all coming from. They were laundering that money through land flip deals like Whitewater, Flowerwood, Castle Grande, through banks like Madison Guarantee, through whatever it is that Barry Seal set on up. But I know the movie glamorized him and didn't go far enough into the connections to Bush and Clinton. But he really was just an errand boy, very highly paid errand boy, but he was an errand boy. And then he got caught by the DEA and got caught in a war between DEA and CIA.
They also showed in the movie, they only showed Reagan, but it's just a taste. This is just a taste of what our government does behind closed doors. And it's like, how will we get a grip? Whenever I file for taxes, I get my money back. I've always claimed one, so I never have to pay the government and I haven't worked since October of 2016, and it was just having that conversation at the coffee pot about 9/11, and I threw in about, the Larry Silverstein, the dancing Jews, and the van full of bombs, and how they were, taken back to Israel, and nobody's been, nobody's looking in that direction. And I mentioned that about the BBC standing in front of the Building 7, and I haven't been hired since. And I'm a drafter, I'm a graphic illustrator, I can do websites, but nobody will hire me. I guess I've really been blackballed just by mentioning that. And so yep. It goes so deep. Who knows how deep it goes? And it will be hard to pull up the reins if we ever are able to pull up the reins. We will need somebody like you in office that could, really, keep an eye on things. But it's like so much goes under the surface that I'm sure money just flows everywhere.
It is the haves and the have-nots here. Basically, one of the problems that we are having to deal with in trying to educate the American public are all those Americans who made that moral compromise to say, I can get a better job if I'm willing to go along with, the knowledge that the CIA is smuggling cocaine and selling it to our kids, that this person was assassinated. I remember my first taste of just how much control was being exerted was all the way back in 1994. When I had first uncovered the evidence that Vince Foster's suicide was questionable. And I'd worked at all three networks, and I had friends in all three newsrooms. And I went to all of them, and I said, you need to look at this. And they said, no, we can't look at that. That's the third rail. If I touch that, it's my job. They already knew Vince Foster had been murdered. And I lost a lot of respect for those people, not because they didn't want to talk to me anymore. I didn't really care about that. But because these were supposed to be newsmen and newswomen, instead they had made that moral compromise. I want to keep my nice, well-paying job. Therefore, I will look the other way at government wrongdoing.
That saying, the baby, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I'm thinking that is there has to be chaos before you can create order. You have to just tear it all down. And since I think since our president didn't do that, tear it all down as he walked in, you still have the disorder. And I just want to leave that as a thought for people to think about.
I don't think we have to tear it all down. I think it's coming down. I don't think they can save it. All we can try and do is somehow restrain the U.S. government from blowing up the planet in its final death throes as it thrashes around on the floor.
I don't know. If anybody hits Dimona, won't that happen? I mean, there's so many nuclear bombs in one place. Won't it just blow the world in half?
No, Dimona's the factory. Israel disperses their nuclear weapons all across the country. Everybody with nuclear weapons disperses them. You don't want them all in one place because then they can all be destroyed by a single incoming missile. And that sort of erases their deterrent value.
Okay, well, that's a new thought. I'll have to think about that one. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, you've got it. Thanks an awful lot, Andrea. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Yeah, when you have nuclear weapons, you have them spread out all over. You don't want them all in a bunch. One of the biggest tactical mistakes, probably intentional, during Pearl Harbor was instead of dispersing the U.S. aircraft all over Pearl Harbor and to the outlying airfields, they bunched them up together in just one big lump in the middle of the runways under the excuse that they were more concerned about saboteurs than by an air attack, which ultimately didn't work on out. Okay, an annual financial report released by the Treasury Department showed the U.S. government lost over $1 trillion in 2017. It's getting to be a big problem how much money just goes missing in the U.S. government. And it was $1 trillion just in 2017. That's more than Australia's entire gross domestic product. It's a huge sum of money. I remember all the way back on September 10th when Donald Rumsfeld got up there at the Pentagon and said, well, we've misplaced $3 trillion. Should have been the financial scandal of the year. But of course, 24 hours later, 9/11 happened, and Donald Rumsfeld got off scot-free from that little revelation here. Story coming on out from Russia Today. America is on its way to a $30 trillion debt by 2028, and much of it is from the military expenditures. They're just borrowing and spending money on the military like crazy. And at some point, somebody really needs to ask, are we really going to obtain enough wealth from these nations that are being invaded and regime changed that we're ever going to be able to pay that back? Somebody needs to spreadsheet that out. Because you could win a war and still be running deeply in the red. Now, as you know, Russia has been buying a lot of gold. Gold prices are expected to rise in the near future. And right now, Russia has by far the best gold to monetary base ratio of the G8 countries. In other words, a larger percentage of Russia's currency is backed by gold than any of the other G8 countries, many of which don't back their currencies with any gold at all, such as the United States of America. Over in Chicago, as you know, they're one of the many places dealing with a public pensions crisis. And the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank and the Civic Federation got together with an event talking about the pensions and said they'd actually come up with a solution. It's a special property assessment, which would be about 1% of the actual property value each year for 30 years, and they can replace the money in the pension fund. So homeowners with houses worth $250,000 will pay an additional $2,500 every year in property taxes. Those with homes worth $500,000 would pay an additional $5,000, and those with homes worth $1 million would pay an additional $10,000. So what is going on here? It's another double shuffle. The reason the pensions are defunded goes back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud. When they were just playing fast and loose with these mortgage bundles, some of these mortgages were pledged to more than one bundle. It was such a hot item. People were just cutting corners, and they broke the securitization chain, so people didn't care if the mortgages were good or not when they put them into these bundles. And because Wall Street's pet rating agency said these are all AAA, pension funds were allowed to buy them. And when it all came apart, the pensions were defunded. And so what's the solution? Take more money away from the people to replace what the bankers took from the pension funds. That's what they're really talking about here. Once again, they're going to soak the American people to pay for the sins of Wall Street. Now, Volvo has come out with a rather interesting admission, and it's probably going to have a significant impact on China relations here. But Volvo is saying that their cars, which are being built in China, might actually be superior in quality to those it makes in Europe. And everybody knows China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They're all raised to respect the idea of making things, making good things. Yes, they'll make junk if that's what the importers want to import. But they make good things, things we can't even make in the United States, like the iPhone. So in an interview with Australia's Go Auto, Volvo's senior vice president of design, Robin Page, admitted that some people were concerned about the automaker's decision to build many of its vehicles in China. And he came on back and said, we're getting a better quality vehicle. Now, I remember back when we had our Xterra, and I got it because it had a good reputation. And then all of a sudden, we had problems with it. Electrical system went out. We lost two engines. And finally, I just bailed it up and donated it to Kidney Cars. And I was talking to the dealership, and they said, well, actually, there's a problem. Because the Xterras actually made in Japan are wonderful, but the ones that were being built in the United States had serious deficiencies in them. And it's another reminder how the transformation of our educational system into an indoctrination system has left the local workforce without the necessary skills to compete in a global market. All right, let's take a phone call. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. It's amazing how to see the isolation of American workforce. Not only the workforce, but in a sense of what we are now seeing in a total world spectrum. The spectrum is normally that we are not only, but anymore, in an unipolar world. We are now in a multipolar world. And that is
yes.
What America sees to fail, to see. And what we are seeing now with Iran happening, with the non-proliferation treaty, the people that are not in the non-proliferation treaty, it's also Israel. So Israel is dealing the cards for the United States and putting it back to Europe. And Europe, look at how many workplaces they are lost now with the GCPO. Huh?
Yes.
They just killed so many workplaces in America, in Europe, yeah, to just block the GCPOA, it's amazing. I was like, what are they doing? This is a total isolation of America and Israel. So Israel, America, and I think even Great Britain are now at a point that they are isolating themselves. This is beyond stupidity.
I agree. So, absolutely agree here. I mean, neither Europe nor the United States has the surplus jobs to lose. I know we're told it's a 4% unemployment rate, which is a flat-out lie. We have almost 100 million Americans willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. And then we have all of these illegal immigrants and refugees pouring on in, making the situation worse. And to undertake an action which results in American companies having to lay workers off, like Boeing, it clearly shows that nobody in Washington, D.C. is maintaining an overview of what's best for the nation as a whole. And that's supposed to be Trump's job. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is out for their own little agenda. I got to take care of the Federal Reserve. I got to take care of Israel. I want to get a war with Iran. And that's all they're thinking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, Errol, I got to let you go.
Amazing.
We got to do a commercial break. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about China. And again, backlash from Trump pulling out of the Iran deal. Iran has ditched the U.S. dollar in oil trade. And as a result, China's petro yuan is just roaring into action. So Trump just wanted to make Israel happy, and he didn't think it all the way through. If there is one job that the president is supposed to do, it's maintain the overview of what's best for the nation as a whole, and not just cave in to special interests, cave into Israel, cave into Wall Street, cave into the big pharma. Because we can see what it's doing to our country. We can absolutely see what it's doing to our country. Now, Trump appears to be backing down on the China trade threat, and he's instructed the Commerce Department to find some way to rescue ZTE, which is a manufacturer of cell phone handsets. And they're basically trying to make nice. And the reason Trump may be backing off this trade war with China is because China is a huge consumer of U.S. pork and automobiles. And that could really hurt us if those get tariffed. The U.S. cannot win a trade war, both because of the lack of manufacturing and because of that debt problem. We don't have the economic resiliency to ride out a trade war. Now, down in Venezuela, things are getting really, really bad, and you should study that because if the, let me rephrase, when the U.S. economy collapses, it's going to be that bad here. And thousands of Venezuelans are now pouring across the border into Colombia, and so now Colombia is starting to feel the strain of those refugees. They don't have jobs for them all. The economy takes time to adjust to a growth in population, and if that growth happens too quickly, the economy can't accommodate it. Now, Brussels is planning a, well, they're calling it a transition extension, and basically Brussels is trying to write this into Britain's Brexit deal, and it will delay the transition by 6 months, and then another 6 months, and another 6 months, and another 6 months, and another 6 months, and so forth and so on. The House of Lords in London is arguing for the same thing. We shouldn't have to abide by that original deadline deal to leave the EU. I mean, why is everybody in such a rush here? We'll just ask anybody who lives anywhere those refugees pouring in through the Channel Tunnel are showing up. Remember, it came on out, apparently quite a few members of the House of Lords are getting huge financial subsidies from the European Union. Can you say conflict of interest? I knew you could. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.